Pharmaceutical companies are now saying that the supply of AIDS drugs in Africa has doubled in the past year, but they also acknowledge today the gap in care remains, quote, unacceptable. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, how much have pharmaceutical companies contributed so far, either with the free or cheap AIDS drugs they've been sending to sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, according to the World Health Organization, the price of AIDS drugs there has gone from about $10,000 a year to as low as $300 a year for some of the combinations of AIDS drugs. The drug industry is releasing figures today showing at least 76,000 Africans are getting these cheap treatments as of the end of June this year, and that's up from 35,000 in March 2002.
And what do they say still needs to be done? Those figures seem to me quite small.
Yes, they are. The UN division devoted to the AIDS epidemic said just yesterday that there is a $3 billion shortfall in funding and that more than 4 million Africans need treatment and simply aren't getting it. The statistics are staggering. There are 42 million people worldwide infected with AIDS. 30 million of those are in sub-Saharan Africa.
Well, the gap is huge then. This all started about 3.5 years ago because of public and political pressure on the drug companies. Is there anything in it for them apart from good public relations?
Almost nothing. But of course, don't underestimate the value of good public relations, especially in an era when these pharmaceutical companies are taking heat from all sorts of fronts. You know, battles over drug patents, Medicare costs, and these cross-border pricing issues between the U.S. and Canada. But Hemant Shah, who is a healthcare analyst with HKS and Company, told me there's another bigger reason for U.S. and European drug companies to provide these medications at such deep discounts in Africa. They want to avoid competition from the pharmaceutical industries of countries like India.
I don't think pharmaceutical companies will ever make a dime selling drugs in Africa because those countries just do not have resources to pay. It's really more to make sure that these Indian companies do not become powerful. And also at the same time, they're worried that once these companies begin to supply products in Africa and others, there's always a fear that would those products come to the U.S. market.
So, of course, if the U.S. and European pharmaceutical industry didn't get involved in Africa, it would open the doors wide open to other nations' drug companies. And once they got a toehold in Africa, ramped up production, you know, what would stop them from marketing those cheaper alternative drugs in other countries, eventually even here in the U.S. And here in the Marketplace newsroom, Mike, we're watching the markets closely today as they react to a steep fall in the dollar because of some comments coming out of the G7 summit in Dubai over the weekend.
Very good. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Mike.